A blessed Good Friday to each of you. Do you know what happens to people after they die? Well, that thought petrified Peter Waldo, especially when a friend suddenly keeled over and died at a party. Peter went home and looked through his entire library, trying to find something about death, but these books told him nothing. Finally, he turned to the Bible. That's where he found answers that couldn't be found anywhere else, information that was given by Jesus Christ himself, someone who had experienced death and conquered it. Jesus explained what death was and what would happen to the godly and the ungodly after their deaths. Peter Waldo, who lived in the 12th century, wasn't the only one asking these questions. They actually impact all of us. Jesus Christ is the only one who ever rose from the dead of his own volition and by his own power. That's why Jesus' account about what happens after death appeared believable to Waldo. Peter Waldo eventually gave his life to Jesus and became a noted 12th century Christian reformer in France. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53 and following says, "For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and the mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." The passage ends in verse 57, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus, the Son of God, took on human form to live and die like us, so that he could carry away the curse and guilt of our sins. Those who killed him thought he was dead forever, but Jesus left behind the mortal life to rise from the dead and conquer death for all times. And this victory he gives to all who believe and trust in him, like Peter Waldo. Look to Jesus today on this Good Friday.